Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And you have tuned in to Where Am I Going, where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and we search for meaningful answers. I love our show tonight, Perlita.
That's a big question. What is Venus retrograde?
Yes, that's so exciting. Yeah. We've had a lot of interest in this already, and it's a very popular topic. Before we launch into that for 30 minutes, which we could talk to it for 30 hours, I'm telling you, I got some really bad news on my Twitter feed. Frank Gifford died, I guess, this morning, 84 years old.
Oh, wow.
In Connecticut, unexpected. His wife, Kathy Lee Gifford, was with him, and we just send our thoughts and prayers to the family.
Well, maybe she was with him.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
Wow. He was a big sports guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, big sports guy. Big, nice, from what I can tell, nice, mm-hmm. Nice man, so... That's what I know, and I just celebrated my anniversary, got back from northern New Mexico. The light up there is like no other. That Georgia O'Keeffe knew what she was talking about.
Michelle, you got married in New Mexico, too, didn't you?
That's right. I did. Forgot about that.
That's what the anniversary is all about?
That's right. High noon. I got married in high noon in Rio Doce, New Mexico. Yes, I did.
I remember because your dress fell off.
Thank you for that. Yes, it did. I flashed everyone to my mother's horror. I can still see the look on her face. And also, I wanted to tell everyone that I have a feng shui workshop coming up at the beautiful Miyamo Spa, voted the best
place.
Yeah, the one of the best spas in the world, if not the best, at the lovely Enchantment Resort in Sedona. And that's from the 23rd of August to the 27th, and I'll be teaching 5 days over all the aspects of feng shui, so y'all can come.
Where do people get more information?
They can go to the Miyamo, MIIAMO.com website and tell you how to sign up for that.
Okay.
And I'll be sending Twitter announcements, and my Twitter is E. Michelle Cromer. That's because my first name is Elizabeth. E. Michelle Cromer is Twitter. So listen in, sign up. Love to have you. And also, we've been getting some good feedback on our Facebook page for this radio show. So, listeners, it's Where Am I Going? And that's on Facebook. And we want to thank you guys for listening in, the thousands of you that do. We're delighted and excited that you decide mostly to download this at your convenience.
I think, yeah, that's what we expect.
Yeah, and we're always so grateful for that. So we decided, Perla and I decided, since we are both Libras.
Ruled by Venus,
that we thought, and plus some wackadoodle things are going on, we thought that we would do a show on Venus and the retrograde. But before we do, I just want to, Perla, I'm all about the historical aspects of any subject. I have to know all about the theory of it before I can study it. But I am finishing up a first of 3 courses on an esoteric astrology class from the famous Deborah Silverman. I'm really, really enjoying it. But the history of astrology, which, Perla, I know you know this, dates back to the 3rd millennium B.C. That's how long people have been studying astrology. And, of course, initially our ancestors did this for the cycles. You might think about the Aztecs, the Incas, everybody's looking at the stars for cycles. And it really was considered a reputable science like medicine was until the 17th century. And then, all of a sudden, the Age of Reason. So, and astronomy was born. And they kind of threw it into this sort of weird, period, this vague period. But here's the thing, people. If you're listening in, and we'd love to have your questions, and that you can call at 760-542-4307, 760-542-4307. Even if you're listening and you're like, I'm not really sure I buy into all this stuff, let me just ask you this. The moon controls the tides of our wonderful planet. We humans are made up of about 70% liquid, if not a little bit more. So Perla and I both know, Perla's still in advertising and I was in advertising for decades. When we had a psych hospital, we had to cut all advertising at the full moon. Why? Because people went wacky. And when we handled a huge corporation for hospitals, we had to cut back on our maternity advertising for full moons. Why? Because waters break and people have babies.
Yeah.
So super, super interesting to me. So Perla and I thought, this Venus retrograde is a real deal. And, of course, retrograde, listeners, mean it's not literally that a planet is going backwards. Of course not. But
planets don't move, yeah.
But from our perspective, looking at Venus, our closest neighbor. It's the second rock from the sun. We're the third. It's the brightest star in the sky, named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty, and the only planet, I might add, named after a female. That's why it's known as the relationship planet. But in the historical perspective of astrology, Venus rules our values and our relationships. And so when it's retrograde or appearing to go back in the sky, we are not in touch with exactly who we are and what we value. So Venus really has two sides to her. She's the goddess of love, and she's the goddess of war. According to the Babylonians, used to call this particular time, this Venus retrograde time, Ishtar. So, Perla, tell me, when are the dates for Venus retro?
Venus retro is, they started July 25th.
Right.
Through September 6th.
Right, 40 days and 40 nights.
And you want to hear something bad?
Yes.
Once Venus retrograde is over, we got about a week, and then Mercury goes retrograde.
Yes, and Pearl and I are going to be doing a reminder show about Mercury retro and what that means. But 40 days and 40 nights, of course, that was when, you know, you might remember from biblical times when Jesus was in the desert wandering, 40 days and 40 nights, a very spiritual number for 40 days, 40 nights. So, and I like the balance of that. You know, as you have the infinity sign, it looks like an 8. So that, you know, 4 and 4 is 80. But the effects of this really are going to last until the 9th of October. Now, why is this important to you? Even if Venus doesn't rule your particular sun sign, which is Libra and Taurus, Pearl and I thought it would be really helpful to tell you guys what are some things to do and what are some things not to do during this time. So we just went over that Venus rules our values. It's the relationship. It's the planet of love and beauty. So naturally, some things not to do would be don't get plastic surgery or change your looks.
Oh, damn. Now I have to cancel my nose surgery?
No, you don't cancel. You do not cancel. Do not cancel that appointment, Perla. No, Perla and I, we don't even do Botox.
We
now.
Should,
but...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't. But no, but all kidding aside, there are some people, and I have no judgment with that whatsoever. But
yeah.
But plastic surgery is considered a beauty, and so this is something that you might want to reconsider. And plus, if it's an elective surgery, why not? You can do it whenever you want. But also, this is for those people that are like, you know, I'm just not happy with my hair. I think I want to change the color, or maybe I want to get it cut. Don't do that. Do not.
Not major. You can get little trims, but not
trims,
major.
But don't change your style or go from, like, I have naturally red hair. I'm not going to dye it blue. I'm just going to tell you that, Perla. It's not going to be blue. I love the color blue, but that's not going to be it. So don't change your looks. And here's another thing. Don't start a love affair. And here's why. Your values are compromised. It's kind of like, if you think of retrograde, it's a time to review, reflect, renew, but it's not a time to go forward into something that you might regret later. So let's just say, Perla, you walk out of this office and our studio, and you accidentally, you know, get in a car accident, and this man happens to just find you very attractive, and you start, you know, this wonderful romance. Well, statistically, what's going to happen after September the 6th is you're going to wake up and go, what was I thinking?
But in the meantime, wouldn't it be fun?
Yes, you have my permission to have a wreck. No. But I'm just, so you know what? I'm all about do what makes you feel happy and good as long as it's not hurting anybody else. I mean,
you're saying it's not going to turn into a long term.
I don't think so. I mean, just.
It's not going to be as serious.
That's, yeah, it's not going to be. But you know what? Yeah, have fun. Okay. But there's something about the person, I guarantee you, that is going to be hidden from your sight. And I'm not talking about maybe he has six toes. I mean, that's not what I'm talking about. Something about this particular person, male or female, it's going to be a deal breaker. Something's going to happen. It's going to be a deal breaker. And another thing you're not going to want to do during this time, because, of course, it rules luxury. Venus is luxury items. Don't buy a house. Don't buy a luxury car. Don't buy an expensive watch. So why? Because you'll pay more than you're bargained for, and perhaps that house could be a money pit.
a watch will break down.
Certainly moving parts. Also, I want to let you guys know that I've launched the chat room, so you can ask any questions that you might want in there, and you can call us at 760-542-4307. And finally, let's talk about what could happen, which has kind of already happened to me, and it's a period of time that can bring up old flames and karmic connections. So do not be tempted. It's a good time to bring closure to old relationships.
Oh gosh, you mean all the exes are going to show up?
They might, and I'll give you an example. I had an old boyfriend from, August is 22. So I was dating him before I married August's father. So 23 years ago. 23 years, Perla. 23 years. And he's a very lovely man, and he's married himself, and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing between us, but just really, you know, common, wonderful memories. But I'll be darned if he did not send me an email and say simply, how is my spectacularly flawed friend, which I loved, which is the best way I've ever heard anybody describe me. But he has permission to call me that because he's earned that. But there you go. But I could have said, oh, my goodness, it's so good to hear from you. How are you? Are you happy? Are you, you know, let's meet for lunch. You know, I mean, that could have, but I didn't. I'm fine. How are you? Wish you well. God bless. You know? So this could definitely happen. And here's another thing. So this is something that you don't – so these old flames are going to come back. You know what, y'all? They're old flames for a reason.
Okay, take it from me. They never work out when they come back.
They do not.
I've tried every single one of them.
Uh-huh. You have? Twice. Sometimes three times.
They never work out.
You want them to because there's something about someone that knows you that has that history. That's why we like to go back to our high school and college reunions and fall in love with that again with that guy that, you know, captured our heart all those years ago because, you know, let's be honest, they saw us at our best. So I don't know about you, but my body has seen better days, although I'm very proud. I mean, 6 days a week I work out. I'm not saying anything bad. But, okay, so that's that. So – But here's a real warning, okay? So this is listen up for this. The last 2 weeks of this Venus retrograde period, which is August the 21st through September the 6th, it's the most likely time that you're going to get involved in what's called a dark Cupid affair, like a one-night stand that might seem harmless on the physical level. Perla, you and I both know when you share the intimacy of sexual relations with somebody, it's you're tied to them energetically for the rest of your life. And you know what? I think maybe the rest of your afterlife too. And
oh no, I want them gone.
But this is not a time to say, oh, I'm just going to let myself go here, you know, because what's going to happen is not only is your body your temple, but this person that you don't know that you're having this one-night stand with could have a disease or they could be like, what was that movie with the...
Psycho?
No, with the pot of the bowling rabbit. It had every man in America terrified.
Oh.
You know, remember that one with Glenn Close and Michael Douglas?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Fatal Attraction.
It may be a Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, so...
Now you got me worried, Michelle, because my high school reunion is August 22nd.
Are you kidding me?
So, yeah. So
your high school reunion is August the 22nd?
August 22nd.
Oh, I'm looking at my calendar. I'm going to actually already be in Phoenix. I'm on my way to my workshop where I would go with you to herd you, make sure that you did not go.
I'm going to see lots and lots of exes, hopefully.
Yeah.
But you're saying do not start anything.
No.
But the reunion might be fun.
But you know what? The reunion would be fun, and if they come up to you, the best thing is just, you know, put them off for a while. Have coffee. You just have to stall them for a couple of weeks. You know, see them in the light of day.
Yeah, tell them to wait a while. Yeah.
And that would make them want you even more. So what do you do during this period? Can you think of something, Perla, to share?
Like have reunions, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Don't have any fairs.
Right.
How about old stuff, buying like antiques?
Yeah, now that's a good idea. And also, not just buying antiques, it's a good time to clear the clutter and sell unwanted stuff that you have.
Oh, got to go clean up the garage.
You know, that could be cars, that could be clothes, that could be books. Or instead of selling them, donate them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's a really great introspective time. Retrograde periods are really a time for an internal process. So if you're like me and I write, I'm having some of the best work I think I've done in quite a while between you and me. I think I am. And if you have good friends like Perla, I sit in my article, that I have a monthly article that's due for a regional magazine here in the Southwest, and everyone should have a friend like Perla. She sit back and she goes, you know what? No. No. We need to, this needs a little bit more. And so what did I do? I rewrote it, and it was so much better.
That's the only time I've ever done that, Michelle. I felt very strongly I did not like that article.
Yeah, so but because you have that sort of clout with me, and I appreciate that, and I respect your opinion so much, I knew that I needed to go rework it, and it was so much better. So this is a time to, if you play music, I have my guitar and my piano teacher, Sebastian, is really a musician. And if you know somebody that's a musician and you're not, please don't call yourself a musician. So I will not say that I am a musician, but God, do I love to play the piano. And I do love to play the guitar. But I'm not an artist, but if you are, you can, you know, manifest your internal, you know, issues through that. So this is a good time to make music, art, write, do something for yourself.
You know what I did? I put some time in my calendar all through this retro period. I'm going to sit down and meditate every single day. Because, you know, there's times interruptions come in.
Yeah.
So,
and if you do that, that's a great idea, listeners. If you guys can commit yourself, start with 5 minutes. But if you can commit to that, then also what I'm finding in my meditations of this retrograde period, I am getting so many intuitive hits.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible, just knowing, not like freaky weird, like nothing, none of that, but just like
not the lottery tickets.
But I'm really refining my latest book proposal, and it's just really coming out. So getting great ideas. That's what my point is. Really good ideas. This is a time to review, reflect, renew. So great idea. Meditate. Wonderful idea. And the period between that we're in right now until your high school reunion, 8-7 to 8-22, is the transforming phase. So what do we want to do? Get rid of those bad habits. It's a time to detox. You know, for me, you know what, Perla? You and I just had some M&Ms because we have them in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to
You had them in the studio.
I'm going to ask you to take those with you, and I'm going to make a pledge to my listeners right now that during this Venus retro period from now until it's over, I'm going to detox on sugar, and that's a big thing for me. You know that, Perla.
I can't do that.
You know that, Perla.
Yeah.
I work out 6 days a week. I weigh 124 pounds, and if I gave up sugar, I may not be here. I may just, like, go away because I have always had an issue with that. But, you know, I've been reading so much about how...
She's the kind that has jar fulls in her house.
I do.
Every room, chocolate.
They're so colorful. But, yeah, okay, so let's challenge everybody that's listening. What habit do you have that maybe isn't serving you anymore? So this is a fantastic time because the universe is going to support you in this effort. You'll have the willpower. Why? Because it comes eternally from inside. This is an introspective period. So this is a terrific time to really look inside yourself, and things that aren't working, make them, you know, make them a part of something that you're going to discard. And if you want to talk to us, again, our number is 760-542-4307. And please chat. We'd love to hear from you. So let's just think of some other things that we don't want to do during this period. Oh, well, some things that we do want to do. Volunteer. I'm always about that. But this is a good time to volunteer. Think about somebody other than yourself.
Yes.
Volunteer.
That's a good thing to do. I mean, anything, in any place.
You know, I think that if we all just figured out a way to serve something bigger than ourselves. I know that animals are a big thing with you, and of course, I'm down, you know, with the victims, the children of the sex trade down in downtown, and those poor children from Nicaragua and Guatemala, and they're so joyful and such grace and such dignity. And they think I help them, and every single week that I go down there, I come out and I just thank God that I'm a part of this particular organization, because it grounds you in a way that nothing else can. And listeners, if you have children, it's even more important to volunteer and serve so that your children can see not just what you say but what you do. So I think that's really one of the most important things that we'll do as parents. Also, this is a time to be really aware of the current relationships you do have, and that's not just love relationships. Many of us have business partnerships. I myself have a wonderful partnership with my publicist and my agent, who, not just my agent and publisher, they're dear friends.
And coworkers.
Yeah, and I want to honor them and respect them because I admire them so much, and I'm so grateful that they're in my life. And I was thinking, what could I do? Maybe I'll send them a cake, or because that's what I love to do, or you know, or just write them a nice email, or you know, snail mail, and just say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Thank you. Thank you for being on my team. This is a good time to do that. Also, our family, our parents.
So gratitude, yeah.
Some of us have siblings that we like.
Some of them have maybe don't like.
Some we have siblings that we don't like. But this is a good time to go, and I'm just so grateful because my mom and dad are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary this week.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and so it'll be a good time for me to go and share this monumental day with them, and their relationship has always been a terrific example for me my whole life, obviously. And so it's that kind of time. This is what the Venus retrograde period is. And one thing that you did, Pearl, I want you to tell our listeners what you did about your garage and cleaning that up.
Well, I cleaned up my relationship sector in my home, which unfortunately happens to be my garage. It took me all weekend, but I cleaned the walls, I swept everything, threw anything out that I didn't need.
Exactly. So,
and smudged it.
Okay, so unsmudged it. Now, what do you mean by smudging? What is that?
You burn incense in every corner.
And did you open up the doors?
Well, there's only one door, yeah.
Yes, you open that up at the same time. So let's quickly review what your love relationship section, I call PowerPoint, in your home may be. All right, it's really important to visually stand at your front door. If you're driving and listening to this, don't close your eyes. But if you're listening to this and you can, then I encourage you to close your eyes, unless you can physically go to your front door. The energy that comes into your home comes in through your front door, and that's the direction it flows. So many of us have straight, there we go, like my front door is on the street, you just walk in, but Perla's is hidden. So I would ask her to go around the corner, walk up a couple of feet, turn to the right, and stand at her front door. So her love section and your love section is going to be the furthest right-hand corner of your home. Now, this could be a garage like Perla's. It could be a bedroom. It could be a living room. It could be a bathroom. What you're going to want to do, number one, is clean the clutter. That's always number one. And number two, perhaps bring in some love energy. And you do that and accomplish that through color. Like you could bring in red flowers, or you could bring in the actual color red on the wall or
pink. I painted my garage red and pink.
Red and pink. And I would encourage you to hang a photograph or a picture, painting, of something that reminds you of love. And sometimes that is physical, and sometimes it's two butterflies, and sometimes it could be a beautiful mountain, which symbolizes strength. So if it's a bathroom, and just real quickly, we won't get a lot in, we're going to do a whole feng shui show after my feng shui workshop at Miyamo, but if it's a bathroom, please, 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 even if it's your love section, clean it up, bring in some red, bring in some terrific painting or photograph that reminds you of love, and then close that bathroom door, because by leaving the bathroom door open, the energy of love goes right down the drain. So make sure that you have that accomplished. Just close the bathroom door, but leave everything on the inside. So did you paint your garage this time?
Well, it was already painted. I cleaned it. I painted it before red and pink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're good colors together. I found the two colors together. My niece has said that it looks like Barbie's garage, but I like it.
Yeah, when you like Barbie. Anyway, we got a question in our chat room, and the question is, I don't have a love section in my house. It's missing. Okay, so that's good. That's good. Even if you have I don't either. I don't have a love section in my home either. My love section happens to be a patio and a pool. But I brought in red geraniums and sealed that off energetically, and I have yard art that has gigantic hearts. And, you know, I'm not a big heart fan, Pearlie. You know that.
Yeah.
But I brought that in. So even if you have your right corner happens to be a patio, and I feng shuied somebody's house in Albuquerque recently, and that was the case, you just bring in a wind chime that moves the energy around, still bring in some flowering. Do not let the plants die. That signifies your relationship is what? Dying. So you don't want to do that. But you can energetically close that in. And you know what I also do, listeners, if I'm feng shuiing your house, I always bring crystals with me for this kind of cure so that I can bury those into the ground, and that's really an energetic closure. But thank you so much for the question. That's a great question.
Well, explain, Michelle, how your section could be missing.
Okay, good question.
The first time I heard that, I thought it was odd.
Okay, so many of us have, I don't, but many of you have homes that are perfect squares. And inside that square, we have what we call a bagua that's divided up into 9 parts. And the furthest right-hand corner is your love section. Okay, that's pretty simple if you have a house that's a square. I do not. I have a house that's built in 1908, and it's 3 levels, but the backyard, it's kind of in the shape of an L. So there is a section in my right-hand side that's missing. It's not there. It's not a part of, there's no house. There's nothing. It's not even a covered patio. It's a patio with a pool. So many of you have that. Now, if it's your garage and, you know, right-hand corner, sometimes it is. It's mm-hmm. okay. That's fine. You've got Perla's, you heard what Perla did. Clean it up. Paint it Barbie's dollhouse or whatever color you want to paint it. Even if you're in a relationship, especially if you're in a relationship, you want to keep that relationship flowing and going and healthy, and that's what we do. If you don't do anything else, just declutter. Just declutter that relationship.
Or organize, because, you know, garage is where the place where you keep all sorts of strange things.
That's right.
So I just organized them. I got boxes. I got clear boxes. I got cans for all the tools. I hung up all the weeding, gardening stuff. Just organize.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Pearl and I are going to have a show on the 30th.
Yes.
Which is the next time we have August the 30th, because I'm celebrating Mother and Daddy's anniversary on the 16th, and then I'm at Miyamo on the 23rd for my workshop. So we might play some old shows, but on the 30th, mark your calendar, because I think, Perla, let's do a whole feng shui love thing.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of questions, a lot of interests. And
Send in your questions.
Send in your questions, absolutely. Michelle at michellecromer.com. Love to have those questions. And you can also ask me on Twitter, E. Michelle Cromer. And, yeah, let us know what your interests are. And love is not just, again, your relationship with your significant other, but it's your family and your coworkers, because, you know, we spend a lot of time with these people, more time than anyone else. And we love them in a very unconditional way, you know, like they are family. So how to improve that? Girlfriend, you have girlfriends that, you know, that you want to improve their relationships, or, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, let's do that. Also, children. You know, there's a lot of people that have some issues with their children. I don't. But, you know, a lot of people do. Of course, mine are, you know, they're 13 and 22. So what are they? I mean.
And one of them is gone.
Yeah, one of them is gone. And so, although we do talk more now that, you know, that he's graduated from college, but mainly it's get a job. But I'm just joking. He's great. August is terrific. I wish I had the courage that he has. When I was his age, I could be president of the United States. He takes more risks than I do. He's a wonderful, wonderful person. I'm lucky to know him. So, yeah, so let's do that. So we're going to do that. So let's just kind of, in the last minute that we have, let's just kind of wrap this up. So here are the dates again that we're in the middle of. It's the 25th, July the 25th through September the 6th. We're in Venus retrograde. But the effects are going to last through October the 9th. So this is no time for plastic surgery, for Botox. Don't change your looks. It's a time to volunteer, get rid of unwanted items, detox, give up that horrible habit that you may have. Be nice to the people that are in your life, because this is a time for miscommunication as well. Good time to volunteer.
Sell all that unwanted stuff.
Clean up your relationship corner. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, love to hear any questions that you may have. Michelle at michellecromer.com. Can you believe another show is over?
Yes, because it's just me and you.
I know,
we
right?
We can talk forever.
I know. This is just so fascinating to us, because we just love ourselves. And we're so fascinated with us. Again, we're so delighted that you decided to give up 30 minutes. We're so cognizant of your time and so grateful that you decided to join us. And remember, this week, be sure to think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and above all else, be kind. This is Michelle Cromer.
And be kind to yourself.
That's right.
This is Perla Maldonado.
And you've been listening to Where Am I Going? And thanks so much. And we look forward to next week. Bye-bye. Have a great week.
Bye.